In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. This first Sunday of the Trinity season is traditionally a time of thanksgiving for Holy Communion. After all the events of Easter and Pentecost, the Church is now launched on her mission with the sacrament of Holy Communion as the food for the journey. So I thought I could do some teaching this morning on how the Eucharist is absolutely essential to the life of the Christian. Or perhaps I should concentrate on the doctrine of real presence, which is what most Anglicans believe. But then, I am a great believer in the saying that the faith is caught, not taught. So I thought instead, I will try and infect you with something of what the Eucharist means to me. And where to start? Then the Holy Spirit came to my rescue in the shape of Jennifer's letter in this month's magazine. Not only the timing of the letter, but her story. How come she had gone to that church out of all the churches in the district? And how come when she'd gone into that church, she picked up that one kneeler out of the 150 or so there? And how come the person she spoke to was Chris Hodge, the lady who had made the kneeler she picked up, the kneeler, my kneeler, the one I had sponsored when I was a curate there? Jennifer didn't know all this, nor did Mrs. Hodge know she was coming. And if that's not the work of the Holy Spirit, I don't know what is. Across the road from the parish church is the original church. And it was built possibly round about the year 700. And as a curate, I used to celebrate Holy Communion there on Friday mornings. When you stand at the altar, you can feel two patches on the stone floor where it had been worn away. To put your feet there, in those marks, where other priests stood over 1,000 years ago, doing exactly the same thing. I cannot begin to tell you how that feels. To have that physical sensation of being part of a community going back through the centuries. You really feel that you are there with the angels and archangels and all the company of heaven. This is what the Church does, has always done, and will always do, in obedience to our Lord's command. Do this in remembrance of me. I think of all the different places and situations I have been in when those words have been obeyed. Grandly, with much ceremony, at the installation of the provost of the Episcopal Cathedral in Glasgow, with 60,000 others in a football stadium in Germany. Quietly, at the bedside of a dying woman, just the two of us. As a new priest, I was taught to remember that every time you celebrate the Eucharist, there may be someone there for whom this is the first time, and also someone for whom this may be the last time that they receive the sacrament. Perhaps this is a good discipline for lay people too. When you approach the altar, can you recapture the wonder and awe of that first time? And what if it is to be the last time in this life? How will you feel when the body of Christ is placed into your hands? This is such a special emotional moment. Look at your hands stretched out to receive the sacrament. Think where they have been, what they have done, felt, shared, both good and bad. And Christ places himself in them. This is my body, given for you. It's then I know what those disciples meant on the road to Emmaus when they said, "Did not our hearts burn within us?" Like them, at times like that, I know that our crucified, risen Lord is with us. This is my blood, shed for you. Sometimes it's almost as if I can feel the nails when I say those words. In my previous parish, someone once showed the house group a painting by a 20th century German priest, and unfortunately I can't remember his name, but the picture has stuck very firmly in my mind. It shows a priest's hands holding out the chalice, and it's seen from above, and there is a face reflected in the wine. And from that angle, the face you see is your own. It spoke to me about Christ entering our lives through the sacrament, about how he gives depth to ourself, the ground of our being, to use the phrase coined by the theologian Paul Tillich. All of this may or may not make sense to you. We are in a place of mystery here, after all. At the end of the day, the Holy Communion is an encounter with the living God, and you cannot easily put that into words. But that is what it does for me. Hier stehe ich. Ich kann nicht anders. To quote Martin Luther, another believer in the real presence. Amen.